Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break French, Season 3, Episode 37. Salut tout le monde et bienvenue encore une fois à Coffee Break French. Nous sommes de retour avec encore un épisode de notre podcast avec lequel vous pouvez apprendre et pratiquer votre français. Cette semaine, nous avons eu des difficultés, des problèmes avec notre site, mais maintenant, ça va mieux. Ça va mieux et nous sommes alors un peu en retard avec cet épisode.
We're just a little bit late with this episode of Coffee Break French because of some problems we've had on the website this week. If this happens to be your first experience of Coffee Break French, you can go straight to our website at coffeebreakfrench.com and find out all about our show and about how you can improve your French along with thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of learners around the world. This week we're back with another episode of translation questions and some dictation exercises for our premium subscribers. All of the translations that you're going to be doing are based on words and phrases and constructions that have been used in recent episodes of Coffee Break French. Let's get straight on with this week's show. Now, in this episode, we are going to be experiencing a number of subjunctives. So, you'll need to think very carefully about whether each phrase that I'm asking you to translate includes a subjunctive. Some of them will, but some of them won't. Don't develop subjunctivitis. Let's get straight on with number one. And I'd like you to translate into French. Although we speak French, we understand English also. Or we also understand English. I'll say that again. Although we speak French, we also understand English. Okay, although we speak French, let's concentrate on that part first. Although is one of your subjunctive triggers, so you should remember that although is translated as bien que, and it needs a subjunctive afterwards. So, although we speak French, to speak, parler. And to speak French, parler français. You don't need to say parler le français, because you're using the verb parler, and parler can take a language straight away. Normally, we would have to say le français, for talking about the French language. Anyway, although we speak French, well, parler has to go into the subjunctive here. So it's nous parlions, P-A-R-L-I-O-N-S. Bien que nous parlions français, we understand English too, or we also understand English. Nous comprenons, from the verb comprendre, nous comprenons l'anglais aussi. And this time, we have to say l'anglais, L apostrophe anglais, English, the English language. Parler doesn't need a definite article. Parler français, but comprendre does, so comprendre l'anglais. Bien que nous parlions français, nous comprenons l'anglais aussi. Okay. Let's move on. Number two. And I'd like you to translate. I hope that it doesn't rain. I hope that it doesn't rain. Think very carefully about this one. I hope that it doesn't rain. Our first question is whether espérer que, to hope that, takes the subjunctive. And if you've been working well in all the episodes of Coffee Break French, you'll remember that espérer doesn't take the subjunctive. However, we do need to think about something here. I hope that it doesn't rain when we go to Spain on our holiday, or I hope it doesn't rain this afternoon, is implying a future situation. And in that case, we need to have a future tense. So I hope that it will not rain. Espérer que plus the future. J'espère qu'il ne pleuvra pas. J'espère qu'il ne pleuvra pas. Pleuvra, coming from the verb pleuvoir, to rain. Il pleut, present tense. And putting this into the future, we get il pleuvra. P-L-E-U-V-R-A. J'espère qu'il ne pleuvra pas. Okay, number three. I am doing it so that you come. Okay, so the situation here is that I am doing something, I am doing it in this case, and the reason I am doing it is to encourage you to come along and to join us. So I am doing it so that you come, in order that you come, for you to come. It's a pour que. So I am doing it, je le fais, pour que. And pour que should be ringing those subjunctive alarm bells. Pour que tu viennes. And vienne is the subjunctive, the present subjunctive of the verb venir, to come. So I am doing it so that you will come, or so that you come. Je le fais pour que tu viennes. Je le fais pour que tu viennes. I'm doing it so that you come. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. If you're working on Coffee Break French at this level, then you may also be interested in our Coffee Break French magazine podcast. Now, this is a podcast where we focus on a particular text, and that text is a cultural text helping you develop your knowledge of the French-speaking world. In each episode, I'm joined by Pierre Benoit, whom you may recognise as the voice of Alf, and we discuss the cultural text and answer your questions. Find out more about the Coffee Break French magazine at coffeebreakfrench.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's move on and try a very similar one here. Number four, I'm doing it on the condition that you come. So we have an on the condition that, or provided that, another way of saying the same thing. I'm doing it provided that you come. It's another subjunctive. Not pour que, in order that, but pourvu que. Pourvu que. I am doing it on the condition that you come. Je le fais pourvu que tu viennes. Another way of translating this into English would be, I'm only doing it if you come. Je le fais pourvu que tu viennes. Again, vienne is the present subjunctive of venir. Pourvu que tu viennes. Okay, let's move on. Number 5. I started by saying that I was delighted to be in Paris. I'll say that again. I started by saying that I was delighted to be in Paris. Perhaps here you're recounting a presentation you did or a speech that you made. I started by saying that I was delighted to be in Paris. Let's say I started, the same as I have started or I have begun. We're using the verb commencer. So, j'ai commencé, I have started, I started. Now note that in French, to start to do something is commencer à faire quelque chose. Commencer à faire quelque chose, with the word à, a grave accent, in the middle between the verb commencer and whatever it is you started doing. However, to start by doing something is commencer par faire quelque chose. Commencer par, that's P-A-R, par faire quelque chose. So I started by saying that j'ai commencé par dire que that I was delighted to be in Paris. To be delighted is être ravi. That's R-A-V-I, or if you're female, R-A-V-I-E. So that I was delighted, which tense are we going to use here? It's the imperfect tense, and it's not in the subjunctive or anything like that. So we simply say, I started by saying that I was delighted. J'ai commencé par dire que j'étais ravi to be in Paris. Well, when you're happy to be something, or indeed sad to be something, it's être plus the adjective de quelque chose. So in this case, de, of being in Paris. J'étais ravi d'être à Paris. J'étais ravi d'être à Paris. So the whole phrase, j'ai commencé par dire que j'étais ravi d'être à Paris. Now, as usual, this is where we leave our free subscribers. But of course, there's lots more. There are 5 more translation exercises, plus our dictation exercise, which really helps to build your confidence in creating the French language. To find out how you can get access to all of these resources, plus all the backdated resources to the beginning of this season, with full EPUB and PDF notes, plus the extended version of every single one of our lessons, then you can visit coffeebreakfrench.com, scroll down the page, and click on Season 3. All the details are on the website. Voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt!
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.